podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Cricket Podcast.
I think it was a disgraceful performance, and I think it should never be permitted to happen again.
That is very good.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cricket Podcast for more IPL, Indian Premier League action. That's what we're doing today. It's Friday. That means it's questions day, which is good because there's not really a lot of cricket to talk about. We were on a good run, Max. We were on a really good run of games until the last couple of days. But we'll get through them.
It's yin and yang, isn't it?
You can't always have what you want. Some people never get what they want.
It's like the famous Christmas song by Wizard, isn't it? I wish it could be Christmas every day. You don't, because then the magic of Christmas becomes meaningless. Just like a high-scoring thriller and chase and final ball win becomes meaningless if it happens every day. So you need three duds in a row to make up for it.
Do you think that is true?
Yes, I do. Okay. Too much of a good thing.
Too much of a good thing. I don't know, because there are some things where I could do that every day, I think. Christmas, for example, I think if Christmas was... The problem with Christmas is that if you just stack Christmas upon Christmas, it's actually, I think, the heartburn and the hangovers that would become a problem.
And possibly spending time with family members that...
Well, I think he's not here and he probably won't listen to this. I don't have Ross's family. I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I like my family. But then again, cool. As much as I love my family, I still think consecutive Christmases would be a problem.
Okay, fair enough. Right, we have three games to talk about. And we'll try our best to get through the moment. We've got Royal Challengers Bangalore winning. They're winning a game and they're back in the hunt. We've got Delhi winning. Are they back in the hunt? No, but they've won. Yeah, they beat KKR. And then we had Sunrisers turn in another disappointing performance there as they were strangled by Chennai Super Kings at the Chepauk. Which order do we want to talk about these games in, Max?
Shall we do the most recent one now?
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that first.
Yeah. So CSK back at home, Sunrisers. They're in a spot above, though, aren't they? Sort of results-wise, needed to pick up a win. So needed to make a statement performance today. They picked probably what's their, arguably their strongest 11 going into it. And they failed too. They got chepauked, didn't they? Basically, they got chepauked. They started okay. Then Harry Brook got out. We didn't see Mayank Agarwal. We wondered when he would come in. He ended up coming in at number 6. No one really did anything apart from Abhishek Sharma, and they crumpled to 134, which never looked like being enough. And so it proved, because Chennai Super Kings started really fast, and even the fact that they slowed down in the middle didn't matter. And they won easily, and bleed yellow.
Yeah, are you happy with what happened?
I mean, it's a great result, isn't it? It's the only thing you could say from a Chennai point of view is that maybe they could have boosted the net run rate a bit, but that's picking holes, isn't it? Because ultimately, it was a good performance. But it's when you have the opportunity to chase something down like that in like 15 overs and really give yourself a net run rate boost, you should probably try and take it.
Take that opportunity. I think if you've been critical of CSK, I would agree with that. The win is the most important thing, and to be honest, like their record 4-2 now. I think maybe it was this time last week when we were saying that Chennai have got a really good chance. They've got a very, very good chance now. I mean, they've got to be with the run of fixtures they've got to come as well. I think they've almost as strong a favourites as Rajasthan, I would say, to make the playoffs at this point.
Well, when you consider the home advantage that we spoke about last time, about how Rajasthan perhaps don't do so well at home.
Yeah.
So possibly even more so.
Yeah, so it's looking pretty rosy for Chennai. There are a few flashpoints in the game. Should we talk about Jadeja? Like, one, his performance, and two, his fight with Claassen.
Yeah.
What did you make of, in a fight between Heinrich Klaassen and Jadeja, Queensbury rules.
I think Klaassen wins.
I think Klaassen wins a punch up as well.
I think, but if it's not Queensbury rules, I reckon Jadeja's got some tricks up his sleeve.
Well, I think like if it's got anything to do with cricket, I think Jadeja wins it as well. He did bowl pretty well, didn't he? I think he picked up his 9th wicket of the IPL today.
Yeah, Ross's purple cap shout suddenly looking less insane. Even though it remains insane.
It's still quite insane. But he's having a pretty good season with the ball, isn't he, Jadeja?
Yeah, and it was a classic Jadeja performance in the sense of how he gets through things so quickly. Before you know it, you're under so much pressure just because of the speed with which he gets through his balls, hits the areas. And before you know it, he's bowled 2 overs, gone for nothing. And you're wondering where you go from there. The panic sort of sets in, and then Mayank Agarwal randomly walks down the wicket at him and gets himself stumped to put the icing on the cake.
It was. I mean, in a way, Jadeja's performance today is kind of Chennai's game plan distilled down into its the ambergris, if you like, of Chennai Super Kings,
a nugget of pure yellow.
Exactly. That is exactly what he is. He is a nugget of pure yellow. It's quite nice to see him having a good season. We haven't spoken about him a lot. Usually Jadeja is sort of one of your main IPL characters for one reason or another. But this year, coming back into the side, obviously he had the captaincy, then it was basically taken away from him. He resigned. Then he said he was going to quit CSK in what he all but said. They managed to stop him from doing that. And it is good to see him like turn up and play. Like he could have sulked. So fair play, I think, to Jadeja for that. With the bat as well, Devon Conway, another decent score and another 35 for Ruturaj Gaikwad. That opening pair have really laid some good foundations, haven't they, through this tournament. I mean, if you want to look at what Chennai Super Kings have done well, runs at the top of the order and finger spin. Like they're right at the front of the pack, aren't they? In both of those areas, and they're really important for Chepauk. Those two things.
Exactly what Chennai are set up to do at home, and exactly what we expect them to do. The one thing that's made a difference, I think, in terms of them being 4-2, perhaps rather than 3-3, when you think about what we thought about them before the season, is 100% Ajinkya Rahane. Like. Didn't happen today, sure, but the performance that he's put in this season, which are far apart from anything we would have expected based on his past exploits in the IPL, have just lifted that top order to a level where not only do they have the ability to dominate at home, they've now got an acceleration and they're able to put runs on the board quickly and then have people like Dhoni and Moeen Ali come in at the end and biff a few sixes. So they're starting to look like quite a nice side if Rahane can keep it up, if it's not just a flash in the pan.
I mean, I wouldn't say he's been an unsung hero so far. We've talked about him a little bit, and it's certainly registered on people's radars that Rahane's been good. But
it's just the unexpectedness.
It's like the unexpectedness. And he's covered a little bit of a weakness with Rayudu and Moeen Ali not having done that much this season. He's covered a little bit of a weakness in that middle order. And Dubey had his game, didn't he? But he's no great shakes, to be honest. So I think Rahane's been pretty important. Anyway, CSK, I think they're looking pretty strong. I will say this, most boring team to watch in the IPL.
It wasn't an enjoyable watch this afternoon. Yeah.
If you are a CSK fan...
I'm glad they had quite a lot of work to do this afternoon.
If you are a CSK fan, like I, you probably don't care. You probably kind of enjoy the way that they go about their victories and suffocation and stuff.
Yeah,
but it can be quite hard work if you're watching as a neutral. I mean, even the batting, you're talking about them not taking the opportunity to win on net run rate. I mean, they bat all the way down the order, like Dubey, Jadeja, Dhoni. We didn't see any of these guys today. And it took them 18.4 overs. They hit 1-6. I'm just asking for a little bit of
look,
it's fair enough. They're obviously playing well. They're really rising.
It wasn't necessarily a flat deck, was it? It wasn't the easiest pitch to bat on. And Sunrisers were bowling a lot of spinners because that's what you do. So
they
got
for a good
right.
team, they aren't must-see TV, is what I would say. No. Like if you're talking about the quality teams in the IPL, of which CSK are one, I'd probably put Rajasthan and Gujarat up alongside them as the three best teams I think I've seen.
Mourinho's Chelsea.
They are I wouldn't even say they're more like Fabio Capello's AC Milan.
Wow.
Like really
okay.
like
grinding.
1-0 specialists. Yeah. Or you know, 1-0 to the Arsenal early 90s.
Yeah.
Was that Charlie
George Charlie, Graham?
George Graham. Charlie George or someone else, isn't he? Yeah, George Graham, you know what I mean. But yeah. Rajasthan, they're like all singing, all dancing. There's a lot going on there. They're an exciting team. And Gujarat, a little bit more mercurial, but there are some big players that you want to watch.
Mm.
Only criticism I've got of them, but otherwise it's pretty good. Sunrisers, on the other hand, you said they played their best 11. I feel like I'm not actually even sure they did.
Arguably.
Like what's the point in having? Isn't the point in having Adil Rashid that you can use him for pitches like this? And like Marco Jansen, I understand is a good bowler, and I understand has been taking power play wickets for them. But like, as we were saying on the last show, it went between Rajasthan and Lucknow, cricket is a conditions game. You have to play the conditions, and being the master of the conditions on the day is actually the route to victory.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like the 11 they set up
on paper, perhaps not at the
yes, support. Yeah. No, I feel like that's the 11 you might want to play in most games.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was the 11 that they wanted to play today.
Yeah. It's just weird because it's sort of the first time they've actually done it.
Yeah.
And they did it in the wrong place. But
you could see you could see this coming from a mile away that they would play kind of this 11. What you couldn't necessarily see is another change at the top of the order. With Abhishek Sharma scooting up to open with Brooke and Agarwal dropping all the way down to sixth in the batting card. All just a bit weird.
Mm.
I mean, like 150 would have been a good score on this pitch, I think.
Yeah.
And they never threatened it. They never threatened it.
It speaks to sort of a bit of confusion, I think, about what they're trying to do. But it's... I mean, I'm not necessarily against the idea. I mean, obviously they started. I can't remember who they opened to start the season. It might have been Tripathi and Agarwal in the first game. I actually can't. I think so.
I think so.
Which was already a change because Abhishek had opened pretty much every game the previous year and had actually been quite good.
Like, yeah, he got 400 runs at 130. Yeah. It's not an amazing strike rate, but decent.
For the season that Sunrisers had last year, it was pretty decent. Harry Brooke moving up to the top of the order completely makes sense because of the trouble it had starting against spin in the first two games. And, you know, it almost immediately paid dividends with the 100. So you can see that. But then obviously he wasn't bought for that role. Agarwal's there for that role. And they already had Abhishek and, you know, maybe Tripathi. So then you're sort of in that situation where you've got four people who can open or you might want to open. And then it messes up your middle order. So I don't think that's necessarily their fault of putting the team together. I think it's just sort of how it's happened with, you know, Harry Brooks new to the IPL and isn't there yet. Agarwal's continued his form from Punjab rather than going back to what he'd been beforehand. And that's where sort of the problems have crept in for them. And I think they shot themselves in the foot earlier at the start of the season. I mean, this game doesn't sort of highlight the problem. This isn't necessarily the symptom of their problems. It's just a game that's gone wrong. But the problem for them is that they had, I mean, the first game they were missing a few players and they played a good side and got beaten soundly. We can write that one off. But then you got the Lucknow game where they were woeful, but also just like randomly picked a guy who couldn't keep wicket for no apparent reason, and that didn't go so well. And then they played Mumbai and basically shat the bed and should have won that game and didn't. And when you do that, when you've only got 14 games to play with, you're in trouble. So I don't think today is necessarily the peak of the problems. It's just the what's come before it has led to it, and it's bad. But
I think that,
it's not like throw everything out and start again. It's just think a bit more about what you're trying to do.
I think there is definitely the sense on the batting side that there are, and maybe on the bowling side too, actually, that they are a team in development. They don't really know what they want to be yet. And I think when you looked at the transformation in terms of playing personnel from last year, it looked quite optimistic, but they've obviously all turned up. And as you say, they've four openers into two doesn't go. It's a problem for Punjab Kings last year. It seems to be a problem for Sunrisers this year.
Yeah.
And then the bowling, they've chopped and changed that a bit. I don't think they're really using Imran Malik particularly well yet. They've got the Jansen Adil Rashid duo and have picked them in kind of the wrong games.
Yeah, we haven't even seen Akil Hussain. Is he still
there? Natarajan sprayed it all over the place, which isn't ideal. And Bhuvi looks, we're not criticised Bhuvi too much. He's been okay, but not been amazing, let's say.
I
think the two things, I mean, like it was pointed out in our Discord, which you can join if you want to be a patron. patreon.com/thecricketpod. Perfect time for a plug there. £5 a month, you get a bunch of stuff, including being a Discord member. It was pointed out, I think, by Kartik in the Discord that by Brook going up the order, that destabilizes Agarwal because he doesn't know what his role is. Yep. And it also means they don't have somebody who is a specialist number four or five, which is what Brook was kind of supposed to do. Now, I think Brook going up the order was a requirement because he's much better there and the weakness against spin was going to be a problem.
Completely logical move.
Also, like, they weren't setting anything on fire. Like, or they hadn't pulled up any trees in the power play, and Brook has, you know, in all three of the games he's opened the batting, like, he didn't go on and score loads of runs today, but 18 off 12 is an okay contribution. Like, that's pass marks. Nobody, that's like a 6 out of 10 performance. And he's got 100 there, which is obviously good. So that the change has worked, but it has this knock-on effect for Agarwal. The other thing I think on this, on Agarwal, and this is just a theory for now, but I wonder whether Agarwal's past his best. He's 32. If you look at his career in the IPL, he wasn't amazing for quite a long time. Then he had a big peak, and now he has gone back to a level more, like, kind of similar to how he was, say, 6 or 7 years ago. He is 32. It's not super old for a cricketer, but it's also past the peak performance you see for most batters. Now, I don't know. Is Agarwal like a top tier talent? Because those guys, they cloud our judgment a little bit. Like Kohli, obviously, one of the gods of cricket, to take him as an example, he's in his 30s, still going strong. Faf, Rohit. But these
isn't
are guys.
Shikhar Dhawan, like 37 or something.
Even Dhawan, though, the guys who dominated international cricket, scored a lot of runs for many, many years. Agarwal doesn't necessarily have that cachet, if you like. So I wonder whether it's actually just like him getting a bit old. But Sunrisers, look, it's difficult for them to come back now. Two and four. You know, they're one loss to Delhi Capitals away from being in the basement.
Like,
it's going to be really hard for them to come back. Stranger things have happened, but it doesn't look good.
Was it last year or year before where Punjab basically won six in a row and nearly got into it? I mean, it could happen.
Wasn't last year. It might have been a little while ago because I think the two matches Punjab won at the beginning of this year were the first time in two seasons where they
won two in a row.
We are going to take a break. Before we do that, I'm going to mention Sirius Cricket, seriouscricket.co.uk for all of your cricket equipment needs. Use the code TCP23 for 10% off there. Get yourself some, batting shorts. Are you a batting shorts guy or a thigh pad, like straps guy?
I've got the thigh pad, but like the double thigh pad where you tie it around your butt. I don't know what the name for that is, but
I'm not sure either. There is a thing, Aeros or something like that. I've got the shorts. Get yourself a bat, really. I mean, that's what it's for, isn't it? This is it's the beginning of the cricket season. This is mainly targeted at our English listeners. Yeah. It's rained a lot. We were supposed to play tomorrow, rained off. You have got time to get your bat and knock it in for like two weekends time when it finally dries out in this country.
Fingers crossed.
And you'll get a golden duck because you haven't practiced. but you'll have a nice new bat. TCP.
Yeah, and you won't have ruined the lovely blade with any red marks. So
23 at seriouscricket.co.uk. And if you're watching on YouTube, we've got an okay crowd in considering the game was a bit of a dud. Hit like, hit subscribe. Spotify, iTunes, all of those places. We're available across the internet. Make sure we go. We haven't said this for a while. Be a multi-format hero.
Yeah, cross-format.
Be what Shubman Gill and Harry Brook are trying to be. Guys who can dominate in all formats. Get on the audio. Get on the YouTube. Get on our Substack, our Twitter at The Cricket Pod. Enough plugging. We're going to hit the break button and come back, talk about the other two games. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Cricket Podcast. We've got two games and then Question Corner to do on this episode. So if you're watching live, think about your question. We'll tell you when we want them. But we've got some on Twitter. And you can pick them up there. Alexander Hind in the chat, Max, has said it's going to snow in Aberdeen tomorrow. Not sure it's the weather for cricket. But that's what I'm saying. It is the weather for staying inside and hammering a bat, though.
Yeah.
Or outside, you know, that constant motion, you work up a nice sweat.
As long as it's not raining.
Yeah.
Wouldn't knock your bat in the rain.
Don't knock your bat in
or
the
snow.
Rain. That is a good tip. Should we go chronological order? Because I think we can get through the KKR Delhi game pretty quickly.
Yeah, let's do that.
Right, here's what happened. KKR batted first, and they were pretty bad. That's been kind, to be honest. They had three players score above 10, were bowled out for 127. Jason Roy gets 43 off 39. That makes him look like Donald Bradman. And it should have been an absolute cakewalk, especially because Dave Warner turned up and was pounding the ball all over the place. Still not hit a six, but at least this innings showed, you know, a little bit of the old bull.
Yeah.
He ends up with 57 or 41. But that kind of masks how much of a shambles this ended up being for Delhi. They win by four wickets with only four balls remaining. They're off the mark. But in a way, I think they're even worse now than before they started the game.
Yeah. At the change of innings, I jokingly said in the Discord, looking forward to seeing how Delhi Capitals managed to lose this one. And, you know, after like seven overs, that was never on the cards. And what followed astounded me. It shocked me to my core about how inept and just stupid an entire team of adults could be. It was unbelievably bad. Like, I don't know what they were doing. What was going on? The pitch was tricky with spin, and Chakravarti bowled nicely. Anikal Roy bowled quite well. Nitish Rana at one point turned into Ravi Ashwin when he got Aman Khan. That was a hell of a ball. I don't know where that came
from. What happened to Soyash? Why wasn't he playing?
Maybe he was probably going to come in as the impact sub, I reckon, rather than Roy. But then they brought in Roy because allegedly he could bat. And then he got a golden duck. That was that was a glorious, glorious moment for the impact sub rule. But yeah, I mean, they actually, like, genuinely, if Litton Das could hold the ball in his gloves, they probably would have lost because he missed two stumpings.
Yeah.
In the space of about 5 minutes. And that, I mean, you might as well just pack up and retire. If you've given yourself a head start to the point where you need, like, I think they need like 40 or 55 or something. And they ended up needing seven off the final over. They were genuinely at risk of not chasing down 127, not because they were bowled out, but because they ran out of time.
Even these two, thinking back, I want to say 2 years to 2020. Maybe is that 3 years ago? Didn't these two, are these the two teams who played off in the semi-final and a very similar thing happened? KKR got about 125 and it looked like it was going to be a cakewalk. And then Delhi absolutely melted down. And then I want to say Akshar Patel hit a six. No, Ashwin. Hit a six off the last ball of the innings to salvage it for Delhi after they basically lost the game. Now, someone in the chat's going to remember that. But this game reminded me of that. Like, it was it had the same kind of narrative arc, except that instead of playing off to get into the IPL final, they were playing off for basically Which of the two, which is the most incompetent side in the IPL? Do you want to hear something nuts, Max? Unrelated to the game.
Yeah.
Kolkata Knight Riders have got a positive net run rate.
Okay.
I mean, if you want an illustration of how stupid that is, a deciding factor between teams.
Did they batter RCB, didn't they? Was that?
Yeah. And
RCB
I think
completely collapsed.
To be fair to KKR, on the net run rate, they have only kind of narrowly lost, slash quite comprehensively.
I mean, they've
all of their four matches.
They have a positive net run rate, and like they're eighth. They've lost four games. They're eighth.
Yeah,
and they've got a positive net run rate. Hammer that home.
It should be head to head as the decider. So that's what I got on that. I don't really know if there's anything else from this match that was particularly interesting. Look, KKR, I've said it a few times. So I'll tell you this. I would much rather watch a KKR match than a CSK match because they are, as individual cricket matches, they're kind of masterpieces. Like, I don't know. There are certain people in the history of cinema that have had a huge impact on, like, subsequent filmmakers. For some people, like Ennio Morricone would be this person, the guy. He made the trilogy, The good the Bad and the Ugly, for A Fistful of Dollars, Once Upon a Time in the West, Once Upon a Time in America. They're like epic films and they're beautifully made and scored, and it's not Morricone, that's the guy who did the soundtrack. Anyway, I'm not going to go Sergio Leone, that's what I'm thinking of. They're epic, yeah? They are really good films, but they can be quite tiring and some people do find them boring. So you've got that on one end, yeah? And then you've got, I don't know, the films of Steven Spielberg, who may not be as influential in cinema. Maybe Spielberg's a bad person to use, but maybe he isn't, you know? But like Indiana Jones, is that even a Spielberg film? I fucking know. Jaws, yeah?
Jaws, yeah.
It's a cracking movie. You know, on a Saturday night,
yeah.
Who you want to watch Once Upon a Time in America, or do you want to watch Jaws?
Yeah.
Or
James Cameron. Well, just want things blowing up. Explosions?
Yeah, like, do you want some explosions? Yeah, like, do you want to watch do you want to watch some Avengers? Sometimes, like, for a one-off thing, I appreciate what KKR are doing. They're kind of the Avengers of the IPL.
Yeah.
Like, it is, they are trash.
Yeah, but there's no plot. There's no plot to this team.
It's quite funny.
Yeah.
It's got Iron Man, which I guess would be Andre Russell in this example. But I do know in my heart of hearts that Sergio Leone is a better filmmaker.
Mm.
That's where I stand on these.
Okay. I think the analogy just about checks out. I'll give you that one. Yeah.
Right, Max, can we talk about Manscaped before we do the last game?
Yes, we can. As you know, we are supported and sponsored by the wonderful Manscaped. And as our sponsors, they're offering you lucky listeners 20% off and free shipping if you head over to manscaped.com and use the code CRICKETPOD to get all your goods, the best in below-the-waist male grooming. Lawnmowers, not for the actual grass, nose hair trimmers, deodorant, ball toner. Boxes, the lot. You can get it all. Performance package 4.0. Go over to manscaped.com, put the code in, CRICKETPOD, 20% off and free shipping.
Nice. In the chat, I've been told that it was the other way round. It was actually Tripathi hitting a six to win it off, I think, Ashwin.
Off Ashwin, right.
Yeah, right.
The fact that you remembered that at all.
It was a great game. It was a great game. Like, it was fantastic. And then somebody else has pointed out, just to round off this game, and I think this was a good point, that they had Umesh and Russell to bowl at the death and they went with the new guy.
Yeah.
And there's actually, like, I did some analysis on this. Andre Russell is one of the death bowlers one of the best death bowlers to lower order batters. It was like the perfect. So he's actually one of the worst against people who are in the top six, but lower than the top six, he's very, very effective. And I'd have probably picked him to bowl myself. Maybe he couldn't. I don't know.
It was a bit weird that they. Yeah, I didn't clock that at the time. I was just I saw the new guy coming in and just thought, oh well, I assume they've just tried to take as many wickets as they could. But no, it turns out they bowled 16 overs of spin. And, but yeah, weird.
Cool. yesterday's other game, and this is actually this was a game that was decent, I think, was between Royal Challengers Bengaluru. They're not called Bengaluru. They should be probably, shouldn't they? Bangalore and Punjab Kings. It's kind of more of the same in a way from Royal Challengers Bangalore, in the Virat and Duplessis went nuts and nobody else sort of did. I'm going to say Virat went nuts. Virat scored runs.
He did sort of go nuts for a bit and then slowed down. They both did. They both went fairly nuts. Okay. Slowed down at the same time, but then Virat Kohli got out and Faf du Plessis re-exploded while no one else who came in did anything. But
he's one of those stars that gets really big and then shrinks down and then...
And back, bang. Yeah.
And goes back out.
Yeah. We, I think when we were watching it at the time, we saw this and we were like, well, that's not enough. You know, this pitch looks good. They slowed down too much in the middle and Punjab, if they had Shikhar Dhawan, I think we'd have probably given them a fairly good chance of chasing it down. But they, they capitulated. They kingsed it. Didn't they? Jitesh Sharma almost did the performance of the season.
He did. Who actually did the performance of the season, though? And I said, maybe not the performance of the whole season, but
Siraj.
Like, certainly his season. And he's probably bowled of the season. Siraj, 4-21.
Well, and the run out. Let's not forget the run out.
Yeah, he should get that. You should get a bonus wicket for that. Obviously, he picks up Taid. Still don't really know that one. Probably he only bats for two balls.
I was saying, I thought four off two was a good return. Very good high return above from what him, we'd
expect. Yeah. He gets him. Then he obviously gets Livingston too, which is huge, and then comes back. Like, I don't think there was a serious risk of Punjab doing anything later in the innings, but he sort of closes the door, doesn't he? And he makes sure that there's no...
The Nathan Ellis wicket.
Nothing RCB happened. It was a very un-RCB bowling performance. You know, like wickets early, and then it's like, oh, can they? No.
There was a flutter. When Jitesh Sharma got going. But yeah, when he was out, that was the end of it. But yeah, my favourite Siraj wicket was Nathan Ellis, because he basically just ran away from the ball. Yeah, I kind of fancy that. See you later. I'm off the square leg, mate.
He's doing really, really well this year. Is Siraj, and I think he's up to his game in white ball cricket tremendously in general. Yeah. I think
he was off it last year, wasn't he, in the IPL? He had a bad year,
but it was terrible last year.
Before that, we were talking about how he'd really come on as a T20 bowler and really improved and was looking really good. And we were really excited to see him last year, and then he was crap. Now he's back.
So I like the story of his career was bad, kind of average, very good, awful, very good. But even then, like even in his good year, wasn't the wicket threat that he is now. Like, I think he has the same number of wickets after a third of the number of games, if you look at the season side by side. So there's, like, as good as he might have been 2 years ago, he was nowhere near the bowler that he is now. It's super impressive from him. And he's done it bowling at the hardest venue by miles to bowl at. Like extremely, extremely difficult overs he's had to bowl, and he's top of the tree with a great economy rate. He's not even like, you know, blagged some wickets at the death to look good. He's doing the business. And in a way, like, you've done. I mean, obviously with Faf in the orange cap smacking sixes all over the place, that kind of takes your attention, and Kohli having a little bit of a resurgence as well, that maybe takes your eye off it as well. But I would say the most valuable player has been Siraj, because the rest of that bowling attack is not doing
much. Harsha Patel, like, he's underperformed.
He's like the one guy.
They've had to bring in Wayne Parnell for whatever reason, and the other day they were relying on a debutant to win for them. So it's important that they have a talisman. Hasaranga being back does help. I think he's still working his way into it, but he's getting amongst the wickets now, so that gives them a bit more in the middle. So if they can, I don't know, is Hazelwood gonna make it back? Or I mean, where have they got, you know, can they improve in time? Can they peak towards the end?
Hazelwood is an automatic selection over Wayne Parnell. Like Wayne Parnell, there was a moment in the game when Wayne Parnell was bowling to Matt Short, and Wayne Parnell just bowled five like half trackers at kind of like, well, not half trackers, like hip height balls to Matt Short, who didn't really do anything with any of them, then hit the last one for six. And I was watching that and I was thinking, this is bad.
I mean, when, like,
this is really bad what I'm watching.
When you've got a side, or actually one of the issues you've got is sort of your middle over batting is sort of slows down. You know, you've got Glenn Maxwell and then DK and around it, not a lot. I don't, David Willey seems like a perfectly reasonable option. I mean, well, they played him a couple of times.
They'll do pretty much
the same job as Wayne Parnell with the ball and can bat.
So I think what they're trying to do is cover some death overs, and they think Parnell, I guess, is a better option. And he probably is
at the death, yeah.
And it was a big problem for them. I don't necessarily mind them picking him at home. I think away from home, I'd probably want David Willey's wickets in the power play. Doesn't really matter. I think the rest of the team bowled sort of well enough. Oh, actually, you know what? Harshal Patel bowled terribly, but walks away with figures of 22 for one, like a 6.6. He bowled, like, I was counting them. He bowled eight full tosses.
I was going to say, it was full toss central, wasn't it? It was
in 20 balls. Like, do you remember when Don
Best
lost
the plot?
That's
not a stat they put on the scorecard, but they really should.
No. Do you remember when Don Best lost the plot?
Could I forget when Don Best lost the plot? The poor lad.
It was actually worse than that. It's an interesting one with Harshal. I've got a theory that he has lost the release of the way he releases the ball. I think something needs to change there. But we don't get enough shots of bowlers releasing the ball to properly know that. But my general idea is that the way he was bowling, say a year ago, he was getting overspin on the ball, and that meant the ball dipped. And now it's sort of sliding out with backspin, and the ball doesn't dip. And so it sort of just floats up there. Yeah.
Maybe. Punjab.
Cool.
Do we want to
talk about
them? They're very up and down, aren't they?
Yeah, they are a bit up and down. I think, what are they, 3-3? I think Livingstone back will eventually make a difference. Obviously, it doesn't in this match. But I think
he hasn't played for months.
That's true, but I don't know if this makes a difference.
Your view pretty much is that, like, if you're playing in the nets, that's as good as being used to it. But I don't know. I don't think
it's like football, basically.
I think there is a level at which playing games does make a difference. I don't think, maybe rather than being like 70%
standing around,
maybe without being like 70 football, you might be 70% before you play a game. Maybe cricket's like 85, 90. But that's still a big difference, especially at this level.
Maybe. Well, he's played one now, so he'll be at 100%. I don't know. I'm not too bullish on them, I don't think. I mean, if you look at the table, I think Rajasthan, Lucknow, CSK, and Gujarat, and this isn't always the case with the IPL, but I think probably they are the best teams. I think of the two that we saw in this match, RCB might be better than Lucknow, but Lucknow have got a game head start on RCB for what is now an 8-game season. That's quite difficult to overhaul. So I wouldn't really be stunned if that's how it finished.
Top four as it is. Well, I guess it depends what
statistically, that probably isn't true. One of those top four teams is likely to lose, you know, five of their eight matches and blow the season, basically. And one of the teams, like RCB, Mumbai and Punjab, is likely to win five of eight and swap it round. But I can't
see it being Mumbai.
It could be. It's a short season. It's a short season. Anyway, we're going to take a break and then we're going to come back. We've got a load of questions. So now is your time. If you're in the chat, what you first should do is click subscribe. Then what you should do is click like. And then what you should do is type your question. So 2 minutes. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Cricket Podcast. It's Question Corner. Question Corner, does that work? I don't know. We have analytics corner. It can't all be corners, can they?
No.
Well, you could have a corner. We could have like a triangle.
Question quarter.
Question quarter. But we only have three shows a week.
Yeah. And it's a third of the show. We'll work on it. We'll work on it.
Question time. You know, that's already a BBC show. But why can't it?
We don't want to associate ourselves with the people who ask questions on that. Our listeners have got much better views and are much more considered with their questions than the people who appear on Question Time. I'm sure of that.
Right, let's go through some questions. We've got quite a few, so we're going to go through them quite quickly, Max. First one, and this is from the second time we asked questions. We've got about 10. Navni asks, are teams reverting to the mean? Are we now seeing teams playing to their potential? I think this is basically a question, like, is the table fair?
Mm. I think there is an element of it. I mean, that's just how it works, isn't it? That's just statistics. I think there are still a couple of teams that are out of place, though. I think Mumbai are too high. And I think SRH have shat the bed a bit. If you swap those two, I reckon you're not far off.
Okay, fair. Rajan says, how do Punjab fix the batting lineup?
Fix Shikhar Dhawan. Step one.
That would be good. That's a big improvement on the other guy. If they had the player that we thought Agarwal was at the beginning of last season playing for them, that would be another way, but they don't. I think it's a little bit tricky, isn't it? I said Sunrisers were a bit of a project. I think Punjab are a bit of a project in the batting department as well. I think there's something there with Prabhsimran. There's something there with Jitesh Sharma.
They're not the problem. The problem is definitely...
But they're not fully formed. They're not going to get 600 runs in a season or 450 runs in a season. They're going to fail too often to cover for some of the big gaps they've got. Shahrukh Khan, will he ever learn how to play leg spin? If he did, we were looking at the stats of Shahrukh Khan. If in a world of seamers, Shahrukh Khan would be king. He would be playing for India week in, week out. He's that good.
He just cannot.
But anytime anyone bowls under 100k, he just no, I'm out now. Sorry.
I think what Punjab have to do is wait till next year. I mean, because Matt Shaw is not Johnny Bairstow, so there's that. And they need one more Indian batter, who's serviceable in the middle. So they just need to find someone young, I think. Develop Prabhsimran, develop Shahrukh Khan. Yeah, just get someone to bowl leg spin at him for 5 days in a row until he works it out or something.
But I don't know if that'll ever happen.
It's fine. Yeah, get looking at the SMAT. Find someone. Find someone who is decent. I mean, there'll be loads out there. There's so much talent.
Next question from regular IPL enjoyer. Should Sunrisers change captain? It's already happening. Sack the captain. We haven't had a captaincy sacking this
Mark
year.
Mark him out. Who are you going to replace him with? That's the question.
So I think he has suggested nobody, but that's our job, isn't it? Yeah. So who could they go for?
Well, Agarwal would be the one that you'd expect, but they can't do that because he's been dreadful.
Nope.
And then, what have you got? Tripathi. Nah.
They could go for Bhuvie, but then there's injury questions there, so maybe they won't want to. But I think
the answer is no.
I think you want to go for a banker Indian starter as your captain. Unless you've got a superstar overseas who's a tactical genius.
So it's Tripathi.
Yeah, Faf is getting away with it, isn't he? At RCB, no one's saying they need an Indian captain there.
No.
For next season. But I think in general, you should have a look at your Indian players and be who's going to play 14 matches? Bhuvie, but maybe he doesn't want it. Ananda says, Brian Lara is a bad coach, man. Do you agree or not? It's not a question. I think it's just a statement.
didn't we suggest that might be the case before the season started? I mean, how much pedigree has he got as a coach? As a coach?
I think his bad decisions have probably over the season cost them a match already.
Yeah.
If I'm honest. Was it the RCB? I think there was one game. Obviously, there's 30 matches. They blend a little bit. I think it was the RCB game where there's some really questionable calls. Was it Lucknow where they went and just had a bazillion seamers on a...
Yeah, so Lucknow was the one where they got bowled out cheaply and then they sent in Faruqi rather than a spinner. Yeah.
Yeah. So like things like that, you know, aren't
they, not great, are they?
They're small mistakes at the time, but then you do that six times and you've given away
whatever. Well, I mean, in that game, they basically gave away whatever, what any chance they had of winning that game, however unlikely it was that they were going to win that game. Say, that's like, think about say that the 10%, the 15% they had, they turned it into five. Yeah.
That's the way to think about it, is to be like equity. Like,
yeah,
because of this decision, you know, we were 50-50 at the beginning of this match. Because we chose this player over that player, or opened with these two guys instead of those two guys, did our percentage chance of winning go up or down?
Yeah.
And I think the decisions he's made almost always are negative equity. And then you do that enough, and eventually
you're trapped in a very expensive mortgage in the bank. Well, yeah,
like you get away with it a lot, but eventually one of them will cost you the whole match. Like, yeah. And that's when you, yeah, it goes. Jacken says, I know CSK should not play Ben Stokes, but they played 16 crore for the guy. So if he is fit, I imagine he's going to come back into the squad. Who does he replace?
No one.
I don't think he comes back into the squad. It's my view.
They're looking good. They're winning.
So he suggested Paterana, but Paterana's now the only death bowler. And he did bowl quite well today, Paterana. I still don't think after three matches that I am prepared to say that a 20-year-old is good or not.
No, he's young. So he's very young.
I'm going to hold back on that.
I mean, there's something there, isn't there, obviously.
But I wouldn't replace him, I think, the way he's going anyway. I wonder if Moeen would be the one who gets the chop.
Yeah,
he's not. Which I don't think is a brilliant idea, but he had one good game with the ball, didn't he?
Maybe.
You don't want to make this decision.
Don't. It's not about it. If you're gonna do it, maybe a horses for courses where spin isn't so useful. But that doesn't mean bringing Ben Stokes back into the side, does it? That's us trying to find an edge case where you would pick Ben Stokes. So, no, cut your losses. It's the sunk cost fallacy, isn't it?
We've got a super chat from Shubham who says, huge Mumbai Indians fan, can MI make the playoffs? You're in the no camp.
Well, no, I'm in the they can, and there's no way in the world it should happen. But they can, which is mad.
I think they're not as bad as I thought. And I think the team that they put out in the last game, whilst not brilliant, has enough with the ball to keep themselves in the game for how good they are with the bat.
Yeah.
Like they are a very, very strong batting lineup.
They're reverse Punjab, aren't they?
Kind of. Yeah. They're a very strong batting lineup. Now, what people say is that bowling wins you tournaments and batting wins you games. And I think we might have seen that in a microcosm over their last three matches, like really good moments with the bat. There was a bit of bowling in there as well. But I think largely speaking, it's been competent batting that has banked those matches for Mumbai. But I don't think the bowling has been absolutely atrocious. In their first two games, it was like, what is this? Like, how are they expecting?
Getting Riley Meredith.
Who is that guy?
Fine.
Was it Arshad Khan? I was like watching him bowl. It's like, this cannot be real. Like, they found a guy who doesn't even play in the SMAT, and they're playing him in the IPL, and he's going around the park.
It was weird, wasn't it? Because they got Jai Richardson in, which I thought was not a bad shout for, I guess, what they needed, despite what they'd done with all the other recruitment in the auction. And then, obviously, he was injured. But it took them until after the IPL started to get Riley Meredith in, which was a bit strange. And now he's come in. That's made a difference. You got him and Behrendorf have been pretty useful. Obviously, they've still got the issues with the balance at the side to think about. But, you know, that's made a difference. Piyush Chawla has overperformed. That's made a difference with the ball as well. And, you know, if they carry on in that trajectory, then they can make it. But I don't think they should. I don't think it would be fair on other teams.
that Mumbai make it,
but they can. They can do it.
I think the batting is good.
The batting is good.
I think that cannot be ignored. We have another super chat from Alexander Hind, so thank you for that, but there was no question. So if there is a question, put that in the chat and we'll answer that. I don't know, if it's just
maybe
survivor.
Also just answering the earlier one.
Yeah. regular IPL enjoyer. He's got two questions in here. This is why I did two question posts. So sneaky. Mm. Why is every bowler going for plenty in the Chinnaswamy apart from Siraj? Well, Siraj is doing bowling extremely well. He's bowling quick. He's getting a lot of movement on the ball.
Yeah.
It helps. He bowls a lot of his overs in the power play as well, to be honest, because in general, the power play has been less expensive than, or not maybe less, maybe not less expensive, but it's been easier to get wickets in the power play than at the other periods. So I think it's a combination of those. But I think, like, actually how well he's bowling is part of the reason. Yeah. Chakidi says, do you think Mayank will go back in the auction next season?
There's a chance. There is
carries
a chance.
On like this, I think, probably. Yeah.
It's a lot of money, isn't it?
It's a lot of money. Yeah. Like, I don't know who would pay right now what they're paying him.
No. If anything, it could be to get him back cheaper.
Here's the thing with T20 cricket, though. He's 170 or 40 away from people being like, oh, he's back.
Yeah.
And that could happen tomorrow. Like, Harry Brook, people couldn't wait to tell us how bad Harry Brook was. Like we were his dad, something like that, like, or his agent, or we'd personally sold a dud Harry Brook to the IPL. Like, I didn't know who Harry Brook was this time last year. Like, to be honest, I don't know who he is. And then he gets 100, and it's like, well, you know, he's shown there you can go. Now. Like, yeah, yeah. Like, whatever you say about this season,
100 in your third IPL game, it's fairly good.
He could get 5 golden ducks, but he'd still be like, well, he can obviously play the level. Next question, Anurup says, what is your best 11 and impact player using one player from each team? I'm keeping the four players, but that's too difficult.
That sounds like a Patreon show.
Yeah, we'll try and work out how to answer that in more detail. It's a very good question. Who's your best impact sub? We had a question about who's used the impact sub best. Let's combine that.
Yeah. So
Dhruv Jarrell for me. And
I was going to say Dhruv Jarrell. I was going to say exactly the same thing. Because what they've done is they've used, like, we spoke about this. Was it last time or two shows ago? Either way. What they've done is they found out what's wrong with their team, and the impact sub is the perfect rule for them to fix it. And they've used the impact sub in the perfect way to fix it. And also, it turns out Dhruv Jarrell's really good. So, yeah, there's that.
Anurup says, is Prithvi Shaw just going through a lean patch, or is his lack of footwork causing him too many problems?
So I was watching him, was it yesterday? And it looked like every time he played a shot, the bat was turning in his hand towards the leg side. So, and you know, normal, I don't think you'd normally associate that with, like, he's normally got a nice, strong, punchy, mm-hmm. punchy action. So I don't know. Something's not right. I think there's something.
If I was to be blunt, I'd say it's a fitness issue.
Yeah.
Like, how old was he? 24? They used him as the impact sub. That's embarrassing. Yeah. He's a batter.
Yeah.
He's not like some old bowler or something like that. He's sitting on the bench. He's coming in as a pinch hitter. So he's not really even engaged in the game. And I wonder, you know, I said, like, playing doesn't make a difference. I do wonder whether coming off the bench, you know, does make a bit of a difference in the second innings. And I think Delhi have chased quite a few times. I wonder there whether if you've just been fielding the whole time and then you come out first ball of the second innings,
yeah,
and you've literally been sat on your ass, like, no preparation.
You shouldn't be sat. I wonder then, if you know you're going to come in as an impact player, you should be in the
net. In the net, yeah. Well, I there are a lot of rumours about Prithvi Shaw, aren't there? But, like,
he
doesn't look like Faf du Plessis.
No,
And we were talking about this in the last show. Like, there is probably a reason that Faf at 37 or 38. Is orange cap, and he's hitting more sixes now than he ever has before.
I mean, right? Look at him.
Yeah, like,
look
this
at his
is
body.
This, that kind of,
the man's an Adonis.
Taking that kind of care of yourself impacts what you bring to the field, though. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
They're not disassociated.
It's
so
a sport. It's elite sport. You should.
If I was going to be honest, yeah. I think Prithvi Shaw's a very, very good player, and I think he will score runs in the future at some point. But I don't think he helps himself.
No, there's something wrong that needs fixing, but yeah. It's not, like, insurmountable.
Okay, last couple of questions, or last question from here, and then we've got one or two in the chat. Samir says, "Will RCB qualify this season?"
I think they've got a chance as well. I mean, obviously, you know, they're in the blob, aren't they? It's back to the blob. Will, should we say, I'm going to go no. because they're RCB.
I feel like someone tweeted this to us earlier in the week. I can't remember who it was, but it was kind of like RCB are 3-3 and they're going to be kind of happy that they're 3-3, but they also could have been like 5 wins, 1 loss had they not just done mental things.
And, I feel like you can't throw away. They lost to KKR badly.
Yeah.
That's not helped. Net run rate may come into it as well. You know, that's not going to help that. So, I mean, yeah, they just do things that don't help themselves, don't they?
No. And that, like that loss to CSK where they were in a really good position with 8 overs to go against a playoff rival. That hurts. Right. Anyway, yeah. to the chat, anime fan. If CSK feign a Stokes injury, the bust of the IPL, and summon a high-paced bowler like Milne as a replacement, how much does that raise their ceiling? So what is that? Milne for Paterano would be the question. And then Stokes. Yeah. I think that would improve their chances.
Mm.
Like, I don't think Paterano's doing badly. But I think...
But he'll have games where he's atrocious.
I think there are players in this league that are going to find what he's doing far less challenging than the two tail-end teams or the two sets of tail-enders he's mainly bowled to in the last matches.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that. Alexander Hind. So is this the chat? Let's make this a question. Who are your picks for the playoffs? That's a good one to do. And then we'll do predictions for the weekend.
Yeah.
So picks for the playoffs right now.
Royals. CSK.
Yeah.
Lucknow.
Yeah.
And then, well, I just said that it's not going to be RCB. So I guess I've got to go with Gujarat, Mumbai or Punjab. And I'm not just going to pick the top four. So I'm going to say Mumbai are going to do it. I don't want them to, but they're going to do it.
I think that's a fair comment. And I think it's a fair process you went through. I think Mumbai have got a real chance. So I think some of these teams are in slightly in disarray. And they seem to be on an upward trajectory, which is worrying. I'm also going to say Rajasthan. And I'm also going to say Chennai Super Kings. To make things interesting, we'll say RCB are going to get in there. And I think Chennai are going to get a place over Gujarat because I think Gujarat.
You mean Lucknow?
Have I? No, I
said
Chennai. Lucknow.
You said CSK. You meant Lucknow first.
No. So I've got Rajasthan. Yeah. I've got Chennai.
Yeah.
Okay, Lucknow then, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then RCB.
Sure.
I feel like Gujarat are a much better team than some of those others, or I think maybe the second best team in the tournament. I don't know if their home ground suits them.
Mm.
And I think that could be a challenge as they go through the tournament. So we will, we'll see. Someone said, and I don't know if this was a question or not, but someone said that we should talk about Chennai getting... So the semi-finals, basically, are going to be in Chennai. And I think that is a big advantage to Chennai.
Yeah,
I think it's massive.
Huge. That's huge.
I think it's like the playoff between the top, the third and fourth, and the playoff between first and second.
Both
going to be there.
Oh, okay.
So Chennai are
in the final then.
Well, they'd have to finish in the top two, but they should make it through to like qualifier one or to qualifier two or the eliminator or whatever it's called. Like they should have a pretty decent chance of that. I reckon. Which is nice. Right. Max, weekend games. There's four of them. We haven't got long, so we're going to have to be very speedy.
Yeah.
We start, I was going to say with Mumbai vs SRH, but that is absolutely not true. And I don't know why my computer said that. We start with Lucknow vs Gujarat. That's tomorrow, 11 a.m. UK time.
Mm. Early boys.
Two teams going quite well.
Yeah. Tough one. Big game for Gujarat. They need to win that to consolidate themselves. I'm going to go Gujarat, keep it interesting.
I'm going to say Lucknow. I think Lucknow are the team that have been most creative with their home pitches.
They've been very creative.
it's a very nice
way of putting it.
I think they'll do that again. And I think that will benefit them. And they've shown that in kind of the worse the conditions get, the better that team gets. So imagine, I expect it to be a stinky game. Mumbai v Punjab is the afternoon match. I'm actually looking forward to this one.
I think batting be bowling match. This one.
Yeah. Who are you backing?
I've got to say, I said they're going to make the playoffs, so I'm going to have to back Mumbai. If they're going to get to the playoffs, they've got to win this game.
Yeah. Yeah. They say that batting wins games.
Mm.
So that must mean whenever batting plays bowling,
batting wins.
Yeah,
sure.
Which doesn't that saying then doesn't work? RCB v Rajasthan Royals is the morning game on Sunday, Max. Another pretty good one, this.
Yeah, it is. Rajasthan of the Chinnaswamy, though.
I do feel like this probably marginally benefits Rajasthan. I think the better team will win that match, and I think the better team is Rajasthan.
Mm-hmm.
So we're agreed on 2 out of 3. Last one, KKR v CSK. It's not Eden Gardens, I believe.
Yes, it is.
So who's going to win?
CSK. I think CSK will win, but it would be very much on trend for KKR to somehow win this game.
I'll take KKR then.
Go for it. I mean, I can't go against my boys, can I?
I do think CSK are a kind of average side away from home. the thing with KKR, there's really no predicting this, is there?
No, anything can happen.
Probably, to be honest, CSK are the favourites. But yeah, any given Sunday, as Al Pacino would say. Been quite a movie-themed pod. Max, let's wrap up the show. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. Thank you very much for tuning in and watching. We do shows Fridays, which is today. Sundays, which is 2 days' time. Wednesdays, which is some more days after that. And so on and so on and so on. Apart from next Friday, where we're taking a break because we're in Europe. Getting some sun. So, yeah.
Springtime sun.
Fair warning.
Don't get any ear.
No. Bye.
You're listening to the Cricket Podcast.
I think it was a disgraceful performance, and I think it should never be permitted to happen again.
That is very good.
Podcast Network.